WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively in Ocean City, Maryland. We're giving away next week in Eldersburg. We'll be at Liberatore's giving away Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets here in the Show Me. Also brought to you by Goodwill, our friends at Window Nation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. These guys will be participating in that. We're down in Ocean City. The mayor of Ocean City, who kicked off the Crab Cake Tour last year in Harrison.
Absolutely.
On August the 1st. About 150 crab cakes into it at this point. Tom Perlazzo, and I got to get your, because it used to be OC Golf, and then your brother, and baseball, and Sammy. Here we go. I got the mayor. I know who the mayor is.
Uh-oh.
Tourism and Business Development Director.
I don't know what that is.
They moved you up in the world.
I am moving straight on
I remember
on
you just played golf, and you were just Sam's brother is what I remember.
That's what I'm best known for, Sam's brother, to be honest with you.
Well, it's always good to be down here on a sunshiny day. I mean, we went through this Cumberland, Baltimore. Everybody meets at the beach during Mako. This is really quite a gathering, and as a guy who's just a regular citizen, I didn't even know this thing was going on. This lights the city up, doesn't it, Mayor?
Oh, it really does, and it's a great chance for us to showcase Ocean City to all the elected officials and administrators and county and state employees that are here. And, you know, we're proud of our town, and, you know, we see everybody having a good time and really enjoying Ocean City. That's what we want to see. They take that home. That's exactly what we're looking for.
So last year I was at Blue with you, and I was at Harrison's. I'm going to longboard today, and I'm going to longboard. Well, here's why I'm going, okay? Because this is going to make you cry a little bit. I had a beer and a social.
So I got
Senator Ben Carson to come back, and I got studio audience here. I have a famous senator. You want to come in and give him a hug?
That is the truth.
I have another mic. You can come back on the show. Ben loves me so much, he has to come back. I feel senatorial. We don't want to steal Mayor Meehan's thunder. Absolutely not.
Thank you, Ben. Good to see you, Senator.
You know, I was going to ask him the same question that they always ask me. I do all these crab cakes now. They're like, what's your favorite crab cake? And I'm like, I can't pick between Costas and Fadley's and Conrad's. So I would just say this. I was down here last year, and finding crab cakes down here and seafood, people say, where do you get a great crab cake? Say Ocean City. They're like, well, that's no, I'm for crab cakes. I've never had a bad crab cake here, and Batman was one of my best friends, right? Mm-hmm. And I loved him every time I would come down here. We had a social for him out at Fager's on Wednesday night. I called Batman. I said, Bat, I'm doing this crab cake tour. Where are you going to send me? He said, look, man, if I pick one place, the other people will shoot me.
That's absolutely right.
But he did tell me, I said, I want to take my wife on a nice dinner, not crab cake. He said, go to Longboard's. Don't tell anybody I ever said that. Now that he's gone, I can say I'm going today to Longboard because Batman loved it.
Yes.
And I want to go honor him today. And I've never had their crab cake. And I'm having their crab cake today. And I'm having a beer at Cinepuxen.
There you go.
So that's my
great
that's
spot.
My brewery today. We're doing a brewery and a crab cake because I got thirsty last year.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that I would. For you guys, this time of year and getting COVID out of the way, getting masks off, the first normal summer we've had here in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, this is hopping now. And, you know, we just came off the White Marlin Open, and we've been wall-to-wall with people. It's been great. They've been having a great experience. You know, we bring the sunshine and the fun, and they come down and enjoy everything about Ocean City.
Only thing my son wants to know, then, other than know you, is how do we get Dave Matthews tickets?
How do you
everybody
like that, huh?
Well, I mean, concerts. We came down for Styx a couple of years ago.
Oh, that was a great concert.
And I love those guys, and we came down for that, and I saw what it could be. I had seen them having concerts down in Panama City. I went to a concert on the beach in Dewey 35 years ago. I saw the Fabulous Thunderbirds on the beach, and I often wonder why we didn't do more of that. You had Batman down playing DJ, you know, at certain but music on the beach, party on the beach, concerts on the beach, this is going to be the biggest thing that's ever happened down here for a concert.
It is. We've had beach concerts before. We've had the Beach Boys on the beach, and actually I got Batman to be up on stage and introduce the Beach Boys, which was one of the highlights of his career.
Only second to the time he did the Rolling Stones thing.
He told me that. But we got him on the Beach Boys first. That was his gateway to the Stones. And we always laughed about that. So we've had them, but now this year with the C3 concert, Ocean's Callings, this is bigger and different than anything we've ever had. Really, it's going to extend from the inland all the way north along the beach to Talbot Street. There's going to be two big stages, huge stages, one north of the pier, one south of the pier, smaller stages.
Different
the
than Stickstead. Much bigger.
Oh,
much
my
bigger.
Gosh. This
much
is,
bigger.
You know, we're looking at, I think ticket sales exceeded anything they ever expected. And I'll let Tom give you the number, but it's been what everybody's been talking about. When you talk about Dave Matthews, Illumineers, you know, everybody that's coming here
coming
for that
weekend.
I'm coming
for Alanis, is what I'm doing.
Alanis Morissette. I mean,
yeah,
think
Sunday.
About that.
You ought to know.
Think about that, what it is and what it's going to be for Ocean City. And it's been the talk of the town. It's been the talk everywhere.
It's talk of Baltimore.
Exactly. How did you get this? How'd you do it? And we're very fortunate to be working with C3. They're great partners. And we look forward to, like, we're just going to knock it out of the park.
This is going to show up, and people are going to see me, and they're going to know that maybe I have access to people who have tickets. I would say this, for having that concert, it's nice to do it 4th of July. It's nice to do it in June or August. But to do it at the end of September, water's warmer. I know you're always trying to get people here after the kids go back to school or whatever. This is a perfect, I mean, it's perfect storm, really, to have this weekend. And it's something that might be replicable, right? Something that you
absolutely
could do. And you, I don't say you don't want to do it Marlin weekend, but you don't. You don't want to do it Blue Angel week. You're trying to create another event, kind of like the NFL, putting draft week. And,
that's
you know,
right.
But extending the season. And this does this better. I can't imagine anything better than this, really.
Well, this is, you know, this is a game changer. It's just like the Super Bowl of events for Ocean City. You know, we're talking 37,000 people a day. You know, we're bringing in the Dave Matthews, you know, the Alanis Morissettes, the Lumineers. It's a great opportunity, and it's doing everything we want it to do. It's attracting visitors from all over the United States. They're flying in, they're driving in, any way they can get here. I've had emails from Oregon, Michigan, Florida.
And
they're
maybe
coming.
People have never been to Ocean City, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to introduce people to Ocean City. And, you know, one of the things we're always famous for, once we introduce people to Ocean City, we got them. They come back. So that's exactly what this will do, and we think it's the first of many, developing a strong partnership with C3. So we're looking forward not just to this event, but to future events as well. This is going to be the blueprint as we move forward.
So ironically, I wanted to, you mentioned the NFL.
Okay.
C3 is actually the same promoter that did the NFL draft and provided all the entertainment.
They know events.
These guys are for real. They do Lollapalooza in Chicago, Shaky Knees in Atlanta, See Here Now in Asbury Park. They are the real deal.
How does something
excited.
Like this come together? I mean, promoter comes together. You're trying to do business development. You're trying to be a good mayor. You're trying to get people outside of this. They call and say, hey, we want to bring a concert to the beach. I would think for the last 30 or 40 years, people have called before, right, wanting
you,
to do things here.
This is a funny story because OAR, which is a Maryland band.
I know AOR.
You know, they're affiliated with C3.
Okay.
And they had been talking to the promoter at C3 about they'd love to do something in Ocean City. And a little over a year ago now, probably, you know, sometime in that period, 14 months ago, I had an appointment with the guys from OAR, wanted to come into my office to talk to me, and they were bringing along one of the producers from C3. They came in my office and just started talking about how they'd like to do something, and I said, this is a perfect spot. Tom had just been hired to work for the town of Ocean City. He wasn't even on the payroll yet, but he was walking down the hallway, and I grabbed him into my office. We sat there, the five of us, and they had been hoping to do something here for a while. We actually put the plan in place that day right there in the office, handed it over to Tom, and it's just built its way through the process to what is going to be an unbelievable event the end of September here in Ocean City.
Yeah, now look, you know, the mayor deserves a lot of credit. And I think that his, you know, we go back, we have a big, long history. But look, one thing about our mayor that I'm very proud of, he tells everybody, look, this is, he doesn't want to know why you can't do it. He wants to know how you can. And this is the kind of event that, you know, it's so large in scope and size. And the mayor has been, you know, just standing there with a whip. You can do this, guys. And we've been, you know, we've been addressing it, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a great experience here at the end of September.
Well, I'll be clearing that. Tom Perlazzo's here. Mayor Rick Meehan. We're in Ocean City, Maryland, part of MACO. Doing it all for our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland, the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, and Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Buy two, get two free. I got to tell you guys this, and I'm trying to make you laugh a little bit, but I was here Wednesday night, and we were down at 60th at the Residence Inn. It's MACO. We get invited to parties. And they're like, all right, next party's at Fager's. I'm like, well, I'm parking the car once. and I'm not moving it. And we walked to Fager's. We came out. Well, let's Uber to Secrets. I'm like, you lazy drinking fools. It's 8 blocks. We'll walk. And they got an Uber. So then we get down there, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm walking back to the car. So I left them. Was it Oak 85? Is that what the name of the – give me the name of the place. Right across from Secrets. Nonetheless, we're in there. It's packed. I walk to get the car. And as I'm walking along, I'm seeing literally families waiting on the bus. I've been taking a bus in Ocean City my whole life, right? And I think to myself, of all the places in the world, you don't need a car.
No.
You don't need an Uber. And you get on a bus for a buck, and it's an adventure, usually, especially after dark, when Mayor Batman used to take over, right?
Great entertainment.
This woman said to me, I was at a stop, and my shoe was unlaced, and I went into the little booth and tied my shoe, and she had her kids. She said, my kids are taking their first Ocean City bus tonight. And I'm like, they'll never forget that, you know? But it is perfect for that. In that way, that you get on a bus at the inlet for a buck, or is it a buck, or is it two?
$3. All day.
Damn inflation.
Ride all day.
Yeah, but it really is an amazing thing. You don't need transportation when you get down here. You should take the bus.
You should take the bus. The bus runs continuously all through the day.
$3 all day. We're taking the bus up to Longboard. I'm not moving the car.
You can get on and off as many times as you want, as many stops as you want, once you buy that ticket, all day long. So, you know, it's a great value. And you're right. Just park the car. You don't have to look for parking. You don't have to pay for parking. You don't have to worry about anything. Just take the bus.
Make me cry right now. Say something about Batman, because you made him the mayor of the nighttime here. And he never let me forget when I was sitting at Fishtails with him out on the pier, he would say, you know, I'm the mayor here this time of night, you know.
Yeah, he was. You know, Batman and I go way back to the 60s when he was a pier. We called him a pier rat, those guys that worked down on the pier. And he was working at Old Pro Golf, and I'm working up at 9th Street in the arcade up at 9th Street. That's how long and how far back I go with Batman. And, you know, he was a true friend. He was somebody, you know, Batman had the ability to make everybody believe he was their best friend.
Me too.
And when people looked at him and he saw them, they felt that he was their best friend. And he just had that embracing personality that rose above everything else. He was an innovator. You know, he led the way for all the disc jockeys that have followed. He was humble about it. He was a great guy, just a regular guy.
He never not returned my call. He never, my wife will tell you, been married 20 years. There was never a time where I never reached ahead of time. A week, 2 weeks ahead. It was always a day before. Hey, Mike, coming down to the beach tomorrow. All right, I'm not working tomorrow. I'm working Saturday, but I'm all, where do you, well, we meet at Fishtail. You know, and he would pull up. He pulled up last year on his motor with the helmet on,
yeah,
the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was Michael. He was you know, everybody knew him. He was an ambassador. You know, he went all over the state and into Pennsylvania.
Well, you talk about business development, right?
He was out there doing bus, you know, doing concert, you know, halls or dances or booze cruises.
Ambassador for Ocean City.
And he really was everything that we wanted him to be as far as a way to represent our community. We all loved him. You know, he won't be forgotten. We did a great tribute to him when we did a drone show over the beach a few weeks ago, and the drones put up the symbol of the Batman up there on the beach in front of everybody.
I saw that, and I shared your status.
And that was just
made me cry.
Absolutely. Made Cindy cry, made everybody cry.
I saw it at 4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up because, I'm the idiot that checks my, puts my glasses on.
I saw the
bat in the sky over
Ocean
City.
Wasn't that awesome?
And I thought to myself, I should have driven down.
That was a tribute to Michael, and, you know, we know he was watching that one, but that was really fantastic.
Well, to honor Batman, I've had gum stuck to my headset the entire segment. My wife just fixed
it. We all saw it.
Yeah, we were on.
You guys were friends.
I thought that was a new look.
We were going to let you go down.
Did you really see it?
We thought that was a new look.
Who did that? Did Damien do that? I think Damien came over.
We thought it was part of the gig.
Was it the gum?
Is that how you were getting attention?
Or did it say conduit steep? Did it say that?
It was like that.
It was like this?
Yeah.
It was on your hair.
On the hair.
It was this way? My wife's supposed to love me more than the mayor.
Who was your last guest is what I want to know.
Yeah, I think
who
they
would
set
that
you up. Wasn't us. We've been on this
all
side
right,
the whole
time. We're
going to
stop everything we ever said about Batman. Everything we said about Dave Matthews.
Maybe
we're
it was
do
Batman.
Show all over again. It's even funnier that way.
It's awesome.
That's hilarious.
We like it.
So it's now the Crab Cake Brewery and beer. Or it should be gum stuck to the side of my headset. Mayor Rick Meehan here. Tom Perlotta. So business development. run me through what you do and what Baltimore needs to know about this beach now that the gum's off my headset.
Well, you know, look, we do. I mean, I actually just came back from Detroit, and I've listened to them talk about their city, about how they touch, you know, every day somebody in your life is, you know, touched by Detroit. You know, you're driving it, you might be cooking in it or something, and I got to thinking about Ocean City, and look, we've been at the forefront of memories of, you know, folks with their kids and families for centuries. I'll say centuries. But
decades,
you know,
is
decades
right.
Is really the right word. But, you know, look, we've got a great family atmosphere. You know, there's legacy people coming back and forth. We've got, you know, we're developing. We're getting with the times. The Performing Arts Center is getting great. Our events are getting great. We talked about C3, but that's just a tip. We're going to move our destination way forward, and we're really excited about it. I'll be honest with you. I've got to work with a great mayor and city council, got a great team. I think all, you know, you'll be reading about our new brand as we're going to unveil that in October, and it really tells the story about what we're all about here in Ocean City and what we've done over decades. And we'll continue to do a little better as we move forward.
Well, I'm a sports guy, right? And you're a sports guy from a sports family. Your brother coached a little ball and managed a little ball back in the day. Sports and bringing people here and lacrosse and soccer and all of these things that make this that kind of family destination. We talk about like Orlando and what they built down there for academies and leagues. This could be that kind of destination. I know that's something on your radar as well.
Well, without a doubt, you know, one of the number one priority or strategic plan by Mayor and City Council is to build a sports complex. So it's both an indoor and outdoor. We're going to partner with Worcester County, hopefully get things rolling here in the next 3 or 4 months. You'll read about that. But look, you're in a beautiful building too. The convention center here, this exhibit hall C, is an expansion. I will tell you, we put 14 basketball courts right in this facility. We host tournaments, volleyball tournaments, 20 courts all over. We do wrestling. It is a multi-purpose type facility. And if we get the sports complex, we're going to have a dedicated facility, 200,000 square feet or so indoors, that we can do just a ton of different things. And then if the county does the outdoor side, again, we'll have a real live destination for sports. It's bigger than the NFL. So we're excited about it. I'm just hoping we can just drive that bus a little faster than what we're moving right now.
Mayor, last year we talked about jobs and people coming here and working. You talk about expanding things. You bring 37,000 people down here for concerts in 6 weeks. You need workers down here. That's always a challenge with seasonal. But the more I see big things opening, especially off the island, West Ocean City, I see that there's a real life down here. Batman moved down here 40 years ago and said, there's nobody, you moved down here. There's a few people. There's more than a few people down here now that make this a real home, and that's part of jobs and fulfilling those jobs.
It is, and it's not just Ocean City. It's West Ocean City. It's really the greater Ocean City area on into Worcester mm-hmm. County, and that really does help us with creating and being able to fill jobs. Still have challenges with seasonal help. You know, we rely very much on J-1 students and the J-1 program, the foreign students that come over here on the cultural program to work in Ocean City. And, you know, COVID really shut that program down. And where we used to have 4,500 to 5,000 J-1 students here during the summer, this year we're probably up to between 1,500 and 1,700. We're mm-hmm. just starting to build that back up. And it really created a difficult problem for all of our resort businesses. But what I'm going to say is that they acclimated to it. You know, they knew what the problem was. They didn't sit there and dwell on it. You know, they adjusted hours. They made things work more efficiently. They added more outdoor seating, or they developed different ways to do business to continue to be able to service all of our residents and visitors. I give a lot of credit to our business community for making the adjustments they needed to do as we try to build back that summer and seasonal employee help situation, you know, as we move forward in the future.
I think I covered everything. It's time to go to the beach now.
Let's go. Good to see you.
Tom,
you,
always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Tom Perlazzo and Rick Meehan. We're in Ocean City. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, Goodwill, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland, reminding you Restaurant Week, even here at the beach, September 16th to the 25th. Go get fat and eat a whole lot before you come down here for Dave Matthews and the Lumineers and Alanis Morissette.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Do I know guys that might be able to...
You'll have to call somebody you know.
I got your cards. I'm going to call these guys. Come on down,
Jess
Ocean City.
Jess Waters. Remember that name.
She just threw her phone into the ocean. Yeah. She said, my phone's not working. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. Back for more on Baltimore Positive here at the beach before I get out and get my bikini going.